Hey guys, today we're actually gonna be doing this. The only good superhero games anymore are Lego, I guess. And Lego games like Lego Dimensions, Lego DC Super Villains, and I know that's technically not a superhero game, but as it, you're technically the vigilante. You're kind of saving the Justice League, haven't finished it. Please don't spoiler if you can comment. I'm just new to this and I am a kid, so please, if you can comment, don't set down hate, just say, like, stuff like, you did, I liked it in this way, this could be improved, and then just, like, one negative thing. No swearing if you can comment. I have no idea. I just spent ages on commenting. I don't even know if you can comment. But anyway, Lego Dimensions, Lego Marvel Super Heroes, DC Super Villains, Lego Batman games, like I was saying. Just like, you know what I say. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, the Batman Arkham games, Batman Arkham Asylum, Batman Arkham City, Batman Arkham Origins, Batman Arkham Knight, and Arkham Knight, if you haven't played it, yeah, spoilers for the entire thing. In Arkham Origins, that's kind of the first game in a series, if you want to go by time order, if you want to go by release order, it's the third game in the series, and Arkham Asylum is the first, Arkham City is the second, Arkham Knight is the last. Even if you go by time order, technically, Arkham City should go before Arkham Asylum, because the suit you get in Arkham City is the one you wear in Arkham Asylum. So if we're going by time order, and not release order, it should be Arkham City first, Arkham Asylum. Now, I'm just taking this because I haven't played them in a while, but the Batman suit in Arkham Asylum looks a lot like the one that gets upgraded in Arkham City. I'm just taking a guess at this. I'm kind of a theory channel, I'm a gaming channel. Superman, that's a terrible game. The Spider-Man game, Spider-Man PS4 is actually pretty good, made by Insomniac. Vigilante games like Watch Dogs, Far Cry, Infamous, they're good games, I guess. You kind of play as a good guy who's had a twisted life. But they try, they're good games, trust me, I'm not hating, like the Harry Potter Lego games, they're like, just like them, they base off of a superhero genre, the vigilante genre, but I guess they don't nail it, like, Infamous, and Far Cry and stuff, you kind of play as like a bad guy, like in Far Cry 4, if you take a short ending, at the start by just waiting, having nice manners, I guess. You'll find out that the guy who you're fighting is actually a good guy, so you're actually the bad guy. I guess Skylander is kind of a vigilante genre game, and that's actually very good though. Anyway, back to the focus of the game. Right now we're gonna focus on Arkham games, like I was talking about them. So at the end of Arkham Asylum, you're supposed to battle a Joker. Who's basically a giant monster, he's Bane and stuff. So, yeah, and that leads into Arkham City, where you have to fight him. He gives you some of his blood, and that's gonna kill you if you don't get the cure. Eventually, I think you do get the cure in Arkham Knight. No, you die in Arkham Knight. I can't remember. But anyway, yeah, so basically, in Arkham Origins is technically the first one in this series, if you're going by time order, like I said, I'm stupid, I'm dumb, I'm a kid, anything. Anyway, in Arkham Origins you play as a young Bruce Wayne who's reckless. I've actually killed someone. You're fighting the Joker, who's supposed to be Black Mask. And then in Arkham Origins, Scarecrow and Red Hood, who's also Arkham Knight, are the main bad guys, but Joker taunts you in your brain because you still have a piece of his blood. And in it, you also hunt down the people who have the Joker's blood. And what this one guy, when he's just singing, you have to play as Robin. But when you're singing, Batman just sees the Joker. When it rains, when it's sunshine, I have no idea if those are the words of the song. And I'm probably not putting on the best Joker impression. But anyway, yeah, in the end of Arkham Knight, you're supposed to kill yourself. So the Wayne Mansion's supposed to blow up, and then technically you like see a sort of Bruce Wayne rebirth. Basically, this guy's about this kind of thing where, like, basically a rich family is getting robbed with their son. They're going in an alleyway, and this bat figure comes out. These thugs are like, yo, we know he's dead, yo, so you don't scare us. And then it's like a vampire, it's like a demon bat, and you unlock him at the end of the game. Everything is everything, and no words have no more meaning. That's Arkham City's review, Arkham Asylum, Arkham Back, Arkham Origins, Arkham Knight. Alright, so now we're on to the Lego games. Lego DC Supervillains. We're just gonna do DC ones right now. Basically, what's gonna happen is in Lego DC Supervillains, the Justice Syndicate, which any hardcore comic fan would know, are terrible and terrible. Are like fake imposters from Earth 19 or something, who make like who and then Lego DC Supervillains, they capture the Justice League. There's Ultraman, Owlman, Johnny Quick, those are all the guys I can name, and you work as the rookie, who doesn't really talk. You work with Doomsday, Reverse Flash, Deathstroke, Gorilla Grodd, Lex Luthor, you work with the Joker, Harley Quinn, and stuff. You make your own character, like I said. My favorite character out of all of them would have to have been my Detective Blight was his name. And Detective Blight was basically a guy who was basically white. He was just white. And we called him a bright light. Blight. Blank light. Everything's going terribly in this video, I know. Enough talking about Lego DC Supervillains. The Lego Dimensions, you get different things. I have Back to the Future with Marty McFly. I have Marty McFly, who comes with a hoverboard, and the DeLorean, which is absolutely awesome. I have Homer Simpson, who comes with the TV and the car. I also have Batman, Wild Style Gandalf, the original. But anyway, in the main story, you're trying to fight this demon-like guy who's getting things to build, like, sort of things. I haven't completed the game yet. I probably shouldn't be making this podcast. Anyway, Lego Dimensions out the way. We're on to Marvel! Now, Marvel's released a lot of games. Only some successful. We're talking about like PS4 games right now, so don't sue me. There's probably a lot more, but I only have these two. That's right, I only have two. So basically, we're gonna go keep on the Lego theme right now. We are gonna go into Spider-Man PS4. Lego Marvel Super Heroes, where you have to fight Dr. Doom's the main bad guy, who's basically finding all the cosmic bricks, he takes Silver Surfer. The guys on the cover are the people on the cover are the Thing, Black Widow, Iron Man, Wolverine, Captain America, the Hulk, Spider-Man, a Flaming Torch, Thor, Mr. Fantastic, Silver Surfer. On the back, are there any new characters? Yes, there are the bad guys, Deadpool, Nick Fury, Ghost Rider, Vulture, Jean Grey, I think, Abomination, Red Skull, Loki, Doctor Doom, Magneto, and Doctor Octopus. So basically, that's Lego Marvel Super Heroes. Doctor Doom is the main bad guy. In Marvel's PS4 Spider-Man, you're fighting the Sinister Six, you've got Negative, you've got Demons, you've got the Fist bad guys. At the start, Fisk is the main boss. At the start, there are like five settings. There's Friendly Neighborhood, Friendly, Medium, I can't remember the other two. I don't know. So in Spider-Man PS4, you fight Doc Ock, loads of people. Dr. Octopus is the last bad guy, technically, by the story. And Miles Morales turns into Spider-Man. It's awesome. Things are meaningless, though. Literally half of the things that happen are just meaningless. But basically, yeah, I'm talking really fast, am I? But anyway, on my clock, it's about to strike into 12 minutes, and I'm on the last game that I'm going to talk about, technically. Anyway, Lego's Spider-Man, Marvel's Spider-Man, it's awesome, but I guess, like, the main cover is Spider-Man, and on the back, there's only the Vulture and Spider-Man. Okay, and the description is, when a new villain threatens New York City, Peter Parker and Spider-Man's worlds collide to save the city and those he loves. He must rise up and be greater! Now we're going to talk about the Vigilante Tribe games. Now, Far Cry 4 I don't want to talk about. Infamous I don't want to talk about. I don't want to focus on Skylanders. We're going to focus about Watch Dogs. They're both 18s, actual guys, but you follow two completely different people. There's Aiden in the first one. I can't remember his last name, but basically, yeah, Aiden is awesome. He's actually got like some love and stuff. I guess he's running away from the law. It's 18 because he's got bad language, gambling, violence, and it's online. I don't know why that's a bad thing. Fortnite's online and that's only like a 12 or something. Peggy 12. Watch Dogs in 18 because it's got bad language and violence. These are like 18 years apart. In Watch Dogs 2, there's more because I've played more. It's Cyber Chase in my favourite level and stuff where you have to make the car and stuff. That's the Vigilante trying. There's also stuff like, there's also things like, I'm just gonna stop when I hit 14, which is in 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Please follow.